I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday bragged about gains in Ukraine at an annual show meant to boost his authority. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
During Putin's year-end news conference / call-in show, he said Russian forces are moving toward achieving his goals in Ukraine, and through an interpreter, rejected claims the war has weakened Moscow.
I think that Russia became much stronger over the past 2 or 3 years.
And
хочеться подать все, что происходит.
Denied ally Bashar Assad's fall in Syria has hurt Russia's prestige.
Ну, во-первых, я не знаю,
Putin says he has not spoken with Donald Trump for more than 4.5 years, but is open to talks with him over ending the Ukraine war.
I'm sure we'll have something to discuss.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Donald Trump says the leaders of Ukraine and Russia should be prepared to make a deal to end the brutal conflict that has consumed Ukraine since 2022. He also slammed President Joe Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to strike inside Russian territory with U.S.-provided weapons, hinting that when he takes office, he may reverse that move. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll try for a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine at the start of his next presidential term, and said both sides may have to compromise.
Got to be a deal. No, got to be a deal. Too many people being killed. That is a war that's too many people. Got to make a deal. And Putin has to make a deal.
He also called President Joe Biden's decision to let Ukraine lob long-range weapons into Russia stupid and a big mistake. Congress ultimately decides whether to keep money flowing into Ukraine's fight. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers have fewer than 2 days to avert a partial government shutdown after President-elect Trump rejected a bipartisan deal and demanded lawmakers address the nation's debt ceiling before he takes office next month. Trump's fellow Republicans huddled behind closed doors Thursday on Capitol Hill to craft a fallback plan that could win Trump's approval and also pass the Republican-controlled House of Representatives and the Democratic-majority Senate. Democratic President Joe Biden also would have to sign it into law to keep the government funded past midnight on Friday. Without action from Congress, the U.S. government will begin a partial shutdown on Saturday that would interrupt funding for everything from air travel to law enforcement in the days leading up to the December 25th Christmas holiday and cut off paychecks for more than 2 million federal workers. Survivors of Cyclone Chido in Mayotte are grappling with basic needs and calling for a fair distribution of aid as the Indian Ocean Territory begins its recovery from last weekend's devastating storm. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
Abubakar Ahamada Malashahi is one of the survivors after Cyclone Chido left a trail of destruction in Mayotte.
What matters first is water for the children, before fixing the houses, before fixing anything, the daily life. We need water.
Everything is gone, he said. We are mourning. Another resident, Noor, who is also originally from the Comoros, calls for a fair distribution of aid.
All the food we had, the rice, the meat, the sugar, it's all gone. All the fruits, the mango that we left, all gone. We have nothing to eat.
She is among the large numbers of undocumented migrants in France's poorest overseas department. While exact figures are unavailable, estimates suggest foreign nationals could comprise nearly half of Mayotte's population.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The number of people killed and missing remains unclear days after a magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The worst-hit area is Port Vila's downtown, while some outlying islands and villages near the quake's epicenter have experienced landslides. Infrastructure damage has been extensive, including to hospitals, roads, buildings, two major water reservoirs and gas pipes. Response efforts have been hampered by access problems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.